And then what we really all came to was that the best thing we could do would be to reinvent ourselves as an outdoor center for 1 and 2 year olds. And there, even though there is a bit of a trend right now for outdoor education that was certainly, you know, accelerated by COVID, no, it doesn't seem like we can't find anybody else that's doing what we're doing. So basically, we're pioneering outdoor education for 1 and 2 year olds. And when I say outdoors, we are 100% outdoors. So we decided that not only is that the safest way to be with 1 and 2 year olds, again, the care that we do is so intimate, where we're changing diapers, you know, we're soothing children that might be sad and don't have words to express themselves. There's tears, there's, you know, big feelings, you know, we're getting up close and personal with these kids. So what we realized was the way to do this is to be outdoors if we're going to do it safely. But also, that's the best way for young children to be, right?
Agreed. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So we really felt like we were turning this crisis into an opportunity and to do what we've known we've always wanted to do. And, you know, we've always spent the majority of our days outdoors, but we also have a lovely playroom that the kids spend a lot of time in, and we changed diapers indoors and we napped indoors. And now we're doing almost all of those things outdoors. I say almost because we're in the middle of, we're still doing some construction and trying to get permits and deal with construction at this time with COVID, and also with all the fire survivors is really, really tricky. So we have yet to complete our nap room, which is going to be an indoor-outdoor space, so that we want to open up the room that had windows. We're turning those into doors and put in some radiant floor heating so that the children can nap in a place that is still warm but completely open. But we haven't been able to do that yet. So right now we're running a half day program so that kids can nap at home, you know, when they eat lunch with us and then they go home and nap at home. But we rebuilt our outdoor area to have, you know, covered spaces for both rain and sun. And we redid our organic vegetable garden, which used to be a garden that was mostly just used by our cook to serve our meals that are prepared on site, vegetarian for the kids. And now it's a totally toddler-centered garden, and we turned that into another one of our yards. So we have 3 really great big yards that the kids can play in all day. And when they need a new diaper, we have a diaper pergola that's covered and weather safe, and they go there to get their new diapers. And when they're eating, they're under, you know, a roof that, you know, keeps them dry. But we've been playing out in the rain a lot.
That's so cool. I love that you guys are finding the silver linings, you know, as far as like getting the kids outdoors. Because like you said, like most kids love being outdoors a lot of the time, maybe not for the nap thing, but it sounds like you guys have that sorted out.